Jard studied his face. "Put him in the brig," he said to another soldier standing behind Wrath. "If Darth Malgus wishes to speak to you, he will do so. If he does not, then he does not."
"You're making a mistake."
"Shut up,"
one of the troopers said, and cuffed him in the back of the head. Three troopers escorted Wrath out of the landing bay and into a nearby lift. Wrath did not resist. It had been years since he'd been aboard an Imperial ship, and they remained exactly as he remembered, antiseptic, purely functional killing machines. Just like him.
"This one was a sniper detached from the 403rd,
said one of the troopers to another.
"Or so he says. That true?"
said another.
"I heard things about that unit."
Wrath said nothing, merely stared into the tinted slit of the trooper's helmet visor.
"Some kind of Superman is what I heard."
The trooper holding his shoulder gave him a shake.
"This one don't look like much."
Wrath only smiled. He didn't look like much, deliberately so. The soldiers trekked him deeper into the bowels of the ship. The corridors narrowed, and blue uniformed security personnel started to appear at doors that answered only to certain key codes. Wrath had been in Imperial brigs many times, usually for insubordination. Before they reached the bridge, one of the troopers, the one with a sergeant's symbol on his shoulder plate, held up a hand for the others to stop. He cocked his head to the side as he listened to something over his helmet speaker. He glanced at Wrath as he listened.
"Confirmed,"
he said to whoever he was speaking. Then, to his men.
"Darth Malgus wants him on the bridge."
The three men shared a look and reversed course.
"Lucky you, 403rd,
said the trooper holding him. Exploding into motion, Wrath drove a kick into the chest plate of the trooper in front of him, sending him flying into the sergeant and knocking both of them hard against the wall. Then he spun behind the third while slipping his bound arms over the trooper's head. He maneuvered the binders under the neck ring of the helmet and squeezed. Not enough to kill, just enough to make a point.
The man's gag sounded loud in his helmet. His fingers clawed at Wrath's arms.
He was probably starting to see spots. Wrath released him and shoved him away. The entire exchange had taken perhaps 4 seconds. The two men he'd knocked against the wall had their rifles aimed at his head. Wrath held out his arms for them to take.
"Don't look like much," he said.